It's a huge voter election year, and your vote, your voice, your right, and your power on the line with me is Governor Tim Kaine. How are you?
Bovia, I'm just doing great. It's good to be talking to you again.
The campaign trail is underway. You are a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and you're talking about your vision for the country's economic future, which includes growth, which encourages economics, job creation, and talent strategies to ensure the United States has the most talented workforce in the world. And you can meet that challenge, Governor Tim Kaine.
Absolutely. We all can meet it. We're going to have to meet it together. But what I've been saying, Clovia, is I've had a series of economic roundtables with businesses around the state. Businesses, workers, veterans, minority businesses, women business owners, unemployed Virginians. I've been going around for the last few months sharing my vision, but also hearing a lot of great ideas. And what I've done is put together a vision that I think is, I say it's forward-focused and it's Virginia-based. It's based in experiences I've had as working in my own law firm in Richmond, being a mayor and being a governor. And there are three basic strategies. There's growth strategies. What can we do right now to get the economy growing faster? I talk about infrastructure. I talk about leveling the playing field for small and startup businesses, making it easier for people to get capital to expand businesses. I talk about talent strategies, and this is the one I may lean into the most. If we embrace talent wherever it is, whatever it looks like, wherever it's from, then we rocket ahead. And that's why the Virginia economy in my lifetime has gone from a low-income economy to a top-10 economy. It's because we were putting barriers in the way of people achieving what they could achieve, and now we're breaking the barriers down and letting folks achieve. And we need to do the same thing as a nation. So that's education from pre-K to post-grad, workforce development. It's also making sure that we leverage the incredible talent pool that are our military and veterans. And then the final strategy is balance. Balance in our budgets, but also balance in our politics. Tone down the rhetoric, put people in office who know how to work together, make this about getting things done rather than about scoring points off the other side. And those are the basic themes, and I've been doing, you know, a whole bunch of meetings with folks around the state, and I do believe Virginia offers some lessons that can be powerful in the Senate.
I've been getting updates on your roundtable discussions, and I'm trying to catch up with you, so I'm following you on Twitter. I'm like, he's all over the place.
Well, they keep me moving. I have a lot of energy, and as long as I don't look too far ahead in the calendar, if I look too far ahead in the calendar, I get depressed when I see how much work I have to do. But if I just look at tomorrow, I say, I can do that. So we're out working very hard, and you know, it's great to be on the campaign trail. Good to be out with with folks talking about ideas and hearing their concerns.
And I think about getting back to the basics of heavy education, workforce development, and policy in a bipartisanship way. I think we can make it as we take Virginia to Washington, right?
It's absolutely the case. Look, I was a mayor of the city of Richmond, very diverse city, but I learned through that experience how to work together. I was a governor, and I had two Republican houses my first 2 years, one each my second two. And even in the worst recession since the 1930s, we were able to be America's best managed state, best state to raise a child, best state for business. And it wasn't just because of the governor. The only way we got there was working together. And even when we disagreed, we tried to maintain good relationships. That is a lesson that I think too few people in Washington understand. I've had the experience of governing and making hard decisions in a very tough climate, and I know how to go into the Senate and both make hard decisions but also work with others to get things done.
And you know how to raise a lot of money as former DNC chair as well.
It's I tell you, that's the part that's challenging. Our team is very good. Our fundraising is strong, but we have these outside super PACs that are already spending very heavily in this race. They won't reveal who their donors are. They've put about $1.5 million of ads up already against me and indicated they're going to do a lot more. I think we ought to have campaign finance reform in this country so that secret money can't contribute to elections. I think all donors who want to influence federal electoral activity should be disclosed. I challenged my opponent to agree to that, and he refused. So the secret money super PAC ads are strong. But I feel good grassroots enthusiasm, and at the end of the day, I will take grassroots over super PACs, and it will be a very close race. It is a close race, but I have a good feeling about it.
What is the role of a U.S. senator, and how does this position support a sitting president?
Look, I'm going to go in to the Senate with the goal of supporting the president, whoever that president is, not going in with the idea of being an obstructionist for the president. So as you know, Clovey, I'm a strong supporter of President Obama from his first campaign, and I'm a friend and supporter now, and I very much want him to be reelected. When he got to be president, and a number of the members of Congress in both the House and Senate said, our number one goal is to make sure he's not doesn't have a second term. I view that as a fundamental misunderstanding of the job. A senator should want to be a partner with the president, whoever the president is. And that doesn't mean you always have to agree. I hope I serve in the Senate for a while. If I do, I'll probably serve with different presidents of different parties. But I'm always going to define myself as trying to be a partner for making good things happen rather than defining myself as automatically an obstructionist.
U.S. Senate candidate, former Virginia Governor Tim Kaine.
Thanks, Clovia.